this time Monday morning is, of course, when we do talk about the new music that 2SER is going to be offering up for the week. It is new music, not randomly chosen, but carefully curated by one man, Andrew Kadori. Good morning.
Meticulous.
Meticulous would be the word I was going for. It's just too early on a Monday morning.
That's fair. That's fair. I mean, I'm usually up a little bit earlier and, I've got the thesaurus out. I'm ready for this segment and I'm ready to hit you with any kind of words that make me sound fantastic.
I know how you roll. I know this. Okay. I know this. All right. What's on the menu for this week?
Some really great music, as per usual, here on 2SER this week. Let's start with a new compilation called Desert Divas Volume 2. So, yeah, look, a couple of things. Compilations sometimes, not so great. And secondly, compilations with artists that are being mentored. Well, The Voice kind of ruined that mentoring kind of thing. But this is an amazing initiative. It's from Northern Territory Music, otherwise known as NT Music. It's the second compilation of music featuring Indigenous female artists from the Northern Territory, mentored by the likes of Hiatus Coyote's Naipalm and Leah Flanagan, and just some really great names working with younger female artists from that area. And the results are really sweetly diverse. There's atmospheric electronica in there. There's some country. There's some soul. And there's some really nice fusions of all of those things going on as well. It's a really sweetly eclectic compilation. And proceeds from the compilation basically go on towards strengthening the program that Northern Territory Music have created for this kind of thing that results in these compilations. And Indigenous women's music in the Northern Territory is big and booming and lovely, as you'll hear from one of the artists I've chosen from the compilation, Cassie Williams.
All right, this is How Can I Live.
But let me take some time to say to you, how can I live in this world when all I need is you? How can I breathe?
What a voice!
Yeah, what a voice.
What a voice!
And I just love the music as well, because it's kind of just, it's not quite soul, it's not quite electronica, it's not that quite that kind of country torch ballad, but there's just so much going on in this minimal song. And as you say, the voice is just a belter. And that's Cassie Williams, and there's more to be found on that recording. So it's Desert Divas Volume 2. There's a whole other volume if you want to go back and check as well.
I damn well do now, and I look forward to playing this. My.
Yeah, wow. So some really nice stuff going on there from the Northern Territory, and well looked after by some of the bigger musicians around the country.
Fantastic.
Yeah, cool. So let's move on. We're going to go to LA now, and I kind of picked this one largely because I know every time you pronounce this band's name, I can hear this knowing, loving laugh. Chicano Batman.
It's such a good name.
Yeah, from LA. So the reason they chose this name, because they've chosen this name because, you know, Batman, Marvel superheroes, championing the underdog, and, you know, Chicano's LA are the underdog in that city. And so that's what they do, is champion the underdog through their music. This album is called Freedom is Free. And similar to the Sin Cane album we previewed a few weeks ago, it's very diverse, and it's got a flower power positive approach to love and positive ideas and vibrations, which, you know, as we know, we do need at this time. It's a sweet ride of sound and vision. You've got funk, soul, R&B, psych rock, Brazilian tropicalia, and Spanish caballero music, which is some of the band members, like, you know, home stuff. That's their stuff. And, you know, it's just so unrelentingly funky. So, yeah, good. Let's hear a little bit. This is a little bit from the title track, Freedom is Free.
Freedom is Free. And for anyone who wants to complain that, of course, Batman is DC, not Marvel, you can address that to our Twitter account at 2SER.
Oh, my goodness.
And while I'm here on Earth, I rejoice and swear.
I've been loving these guys when we've been playing them. I really have.
Yeah, I think it's their third album, and I haven't really had them on my radar, but this album's a cracker. It's called Freedom is Free. Chicano Batman, with apologies to Frank Miller, et al. Very sorry to all those comic book fans.
Yeah, like myself. All right, what are we ending with? What are we ending with?
I'm really excited about this. I'm a big fan of Hooray for the Riff Raff, which is basically a very loose collection of New Orleans-based musicians led by the singer-songwriter Alinda Segarra. Now, the story behind Alinda Segarra is really interesting. She ran away from New York from a really terrible family situation at the age of 15 and started hopping trains all around America, meeting a lot of different people, but wound up in New Orleans, had never played an instrument before, but befriended a lot of street musicians who encouraged her to start playing guitar. So she started playing guitar, found a really cheap $20 guitar and started playing, and then started writing songs, and then found herself in these street musician bands and busking, and then formed this band, Hooray for the Riff Raff. Now, there's several albums down the line now. Now, if you follow this band and Alinda Segarra's songs, she just moves from album to album. So sometimes she can be really rootsy, sometimes she can be really soulful, and sometimes really take on that kind of gumbo funk flavor of New Orleans. But this album, which is called The Navigator, it's the sixth from Hooray for the Riff Raff. She's really moved on from, she had this kind of phase with Americana style fusions in her previous albums, and roots music basically becomes rock music in the vein of that really tough New York style. So think of your Patti Smiths, people that. Yeah. And then she's got this really interesting fusion of her Puerto Rican heritage in there as well, which I think the track will end with, Living in the City, will exemplify. So yeah, look, I really think this is an incredibly strong album, very diverse. It might take a while because there's a lot going on to wrap your head around, but she can be really direct, really raw, really emotional as well. And yeah, she's just someone who takes no crap as well. So yeah, a really fantastic songwriter. Just to reiterate, Hooray for the Riff Raff is Alinda Segarra's band project. The album's The Navigator, and we're going to leave you with Living in the City.
Andrew, thank you very much, mate. We will talk more new music this time next week. Here it is, Living in the City.
See ya.
One, two, three. I got hurricanes. Big Danny is wasted. He said I'm the sweetest thing, boy, that he's never tasted. Mariposa singing love songs, all in her dark apartment. 14 floors of burden and 14 floors of dying. Living in the city. We're just living in the city.
Living in the city.
Oh, living in the city. Well, it's hard, it's hard, it's hard. Oh, I take you to the stairwell, and I give you something I can offer. You know, the heart, it's not the hopeless. The heart is a lonely hunter. Hot, long summer day. We're just sneaking by the river. Oh, I lock my dreams away, and I watch the city quiver. Living in the city. We're just living in the city. Oh, living in the city. Well, it's hard, it's hard, it's hard.
City.
Oh, living in the city.
city.